That's actually a really good question. How much time do we have?
Science by anybody and for everybody.
How we build that internet is by getting our hands dirty. And so that's exactly
what science is supposed to be from the very beginning, you know.
Hello, I'm Julie Gould, and welcome to the Citizens of Science podcast, an audio exploration and celebration of all things citizen science and open science.
So, my name is Jeff Howe. I'm a journalism professor at Northeastern University, and I'm a visiting scholar at the MIT Media Lab, and I coined the term crowdsourcing in a Wired article in 2006. And I'm working on a book right now with co-authored by Joey Ito. He's the head of MIT Media Lab. And it's called The Principles. And it's a compass for a world without maps is what we're thinking of it. And the idea is that disruption is no longer a possibility. Disruption is a certainty. And change is a certainty. And that the pace of change is following something like Moore's Law, where we're no longer looking at change as an interregnum, as something between periods of stability. So you'll no longer have, say, the industrial age followed by a period of change and then the information age, but rather the new age will be change. That will be the nature of the age, is just perpetual change. And that fact should cause a massive realignment where we adapt our institutions for an age like that. And so the principles are 9 ideas that we came up with and then vetted past some of the smartest people we knew, which MIT being MIT was a lot of smart people, and that we think institutions, be that a nonprofit or a university or a government agency or a business, could use to adapt for the 21st century or the 22nd, for that matter.
So how does this fall into the world of education? Like, if you're going to have this perpetual change, it's got to start somewhere.
One of the principles is learning over education, and the idea that education is something that's done to you. Learning is something that you do for yourself. And that education was a perfectly fine thing to have in 1955 or maybe even 1995. But what you want in an employee, or if you know, perhaps you are the employee, what you want to have in the 21st century is you want to be a learner. And in fact, increasingly, the jobs that will be available will expect you to be a learner, not to have been educated, but to be someone who educates himself or herself rapidly, quickly, with enthusiasm, with passion. And it's our premise in the book that we have to actually start this process very young, that rather than raising a generation of kids who think, as I think a lot of adults do right now, that they have read-only privileges, that here's this iPad and I can buy this thing, but I have no access to the black box, or a film is something that's made by other people, that we have to raise a citizenry that believes they're contributors, that believes that they're makers, that believes that they are citizen scientists. Everyone should be a scientist. Every high school kid should be a citizen scientist. There's no reason whatsoever that you should ever teach a high school class in which kids aren't contributing to real-life science projects. There's so much opportunity out there right now to gather data and information, whether that's for an astronomy project or a meteorological project or an ornithological project or environmental sensing. There's so many awesome projects right now. Why would you teach a scientific discipline without using that? And thus, you would show your kids, look, you're doing science right now. This isn't science class. This is science action. We're taking science action. It shouldn't even be called classes anymore. So it's a little radical, but we, I think we're right. I do. I think we're right.
The Citizens of Science podcast is supported by the Citizen Cyber Lab and is produced by Julie Gould, with theme music by Pitch X.